So, hi there, movie breakers. Here I am at Tallinn's Black Night Film Festival with Sefettin Tokmak, who has his second feature film in competition. It's called The Empire of the Rabbits, and that might sound like a huge title, but it's a very dark and harsh story about a young boy living in rural Turkey with his impoverished father and trying to escape a life of oppression and violence. So, how did you come up with the whole story? Because it's very unusual what we see, like the father helps with dog hunting by trapping rabbits and forces his son to feign a disability to gain a government pension. So both are really on the borders of society. How did you find those characters?
Yeah, first of all, I shot the movie when I was born, and it's part of, not fully, it's maybe 20% depends on my childhood period. I lived in Elazığ, I was born there, and after the university I escaped from that place. Yeah, my family was wonderful, doesn't matter, but the other side of the cities, people, especially for the children, it was really darkness for them. As when you look at them, it's like being a boy, being a child, for example, as a girl, as a boy, it's really difficult to survive, because all adults thinking that you are not a child, you have to obey the rules of the nature, generally adult nature. And I always was angry about the situation of the children when I was playing on the streets and walking around. Yeah, it was like a deeper angry feelings inside me. And of course, when I started to education in the different cities, especially western side of the Turkey, Turkish literature and cinema and TV, I educated, and also the main thing, I think, I worked many times with the children, and with my short films, especially what I affected by, especially from the Iranian cinema, from the Abbas Kiarostami, from the Majid Majidi. I really affected by them to create my film imagination. They are using generally with the children to make a movies, like Where Is My Friend's Home, like cinema, Paradise of Cinema, what was the name?
Cinema Paradiso.
Cinema Paradiso, yeah. That kind of films really constructed me during the education period, like Nagisa Oshima film, too many, especially 400 Blow Up. I affected about how children living in that conditions. I noticed that too many directors feeling like me about the children world in their movies. I felt very close to make something about them. And when I start to work with the juvenile prisoners, 3 years I worked with them to make a short film class together, I really noticed too many feelings, like what I felt in Anatolian side where I was born in Elazığ, the similar feelings, why they are in prison now. And I understood that it's like they couldn't find a way, any place to be a child in their childhood period. And they lost the way, I understood, I felt. And I tried to dig some kind of things about being a child, especially in our rural places. Of course, in the cities, we have many that kind of violence issues, abusive issues, it's really brutal atmosphere lives in children in anywhere, in not in, I'm not talking any in Turkey, in Iran, in Germany, in different place. For example, when I watched the System Crusher, I felt same things. Oh, the same character. Also, it was amazing. I don't want to interrupt the process, but I will tell later about the System Crusher some things I remember. And after that juvenile prisoner period for me, I decided that I have to make a, that kind of movie. How these children living under that conditions, it's as a violence, and how they trying to escape from that kind of violence atmosphere. What is the way to escape? For example, I felt myself, generally, it was like a psychoanalyst period for me. What I was feeling during the childhood, my period. And I was trying to escape for the dark world with look at some shiny things, some lights. For example, especially for the winter time, we were using the stoves. And I was always, when during the sleeping time, I was trying to catch the lights from the walls, some shiny, colorful things. I always found myself as a dreamer, like that kind of things, what I am doing to escape from the bad things, bad feelings, bad rememberings. And this is my way during the childhood. And I was thinking that when I found a Musa character during the writing period, and I found some, because I always, I liked the cinema realismo, like a Bicycle Thieves and Too Many Things I Know. But I wanted to use that poetic realism with that kind of childhood dreamy things with the harsh reality coming by the adult world. And during the writing the script, and especially I have to underline that we don't have that kind of races like a greyhound rabbits. There is no any past or something traditional, something already going on. There is no that kind of things. I never see, and anybody doesn't know in our country. But I always think that I have to use some kind of animals to create the sub meaning, sub symbolic world of the film with the children's side and the adult side. I can mix with the children with the rabbits. I can use the greyhounds to resemble, to create the adults. Yeah, being an adult world.
It's like a metaphor, actually, the animals. It really feels strongly that the dogs chase the rabbit, just like the kids are always pushed by their parents or their superiors. But then again, the dogs have to be listen to their masters, and the master just shoots the dog down, like the father's under constant pressure to do what his superiors tell him or the people that he depends on. So he isn't really free. And this kind of chain of violence where everybody is just like, a wolf for the other, and the rabbits are like this symbol of gentleness and softness, and the boy wants to protect them. And he also goes in that little like den where he hides himself and cuddles with the rabbits and just wants to save them from the traps, like he's in a trap, like socially, and tries to escape. So it's really like almost a fairy tale like quality despite all this realism. So it's very interesting how you bond those two.
Yeah, exactly. You're right about the symbolic world of the film. And of course, it was really difficult to combine with the fantasy world and with the real harsh world. But I have to find a boy, especially the script was a girl. I start to work as a girl in the script first drafts, and later I understood that it's really difficult to push the girl as an actor, as an actress, to make that kind of harsh or difficult jobs during the film shooting period especially. And also it was easy for me to transform myself as a Musa, to know the feelings, what I look, that kind of period when father shot you, and what you feel, your face, how shaping when you feel embarrassment. And because of that, I changed to the Musa character before as a girl. And in the symbolic world, I think it was also, especially that after the pandemic, I understood very well from myself, it's really difficult to see neorealism of films and to feel that directly reality. And I converted some things. If I found a symbolic way with the rabbits and greyhounds in a mine, I can describe very easy for the audience inner feelings to capture, to maybe it's like a not just like a bread and a dried bread, very dried bread to eat, with fantasy world like a meat, like a wine, like a tea, to eat together. It can be easy for the audience, I was thinking that, to create, to combine fantasy and real life. And also, I really like that kind of shots to create without any CGI, VFX, just to create some glasses, the shines, some camera obscura things, to create the fantasy, poetic way to connect with the Musa. It was easy, and of course, to work with the rabbits, to greyhounds, to disabled children and the boys, the normal ones. Yeah, it was really rough, harsh, difficult process, but it was like I'm really admired for the children. And I have to say that I really capture many things from the Yaşar Kemal, Turkish writer. He died like 10 years before. I learned many things about his interview books with the children, like in 1970s. His books titled now, in these days, they change it. The Children is Human, the title of his book. Maybe 20 years before I read it. It was amazing for me. It's like for me, it's a depth for the children to make about them, how they live, how they feeling in their ordinary life. Maybe in a high class living standards for the children can be better when you look at them in terms of the economical condition just, but psychologically, in this world, doesn't understanding the children, what they feeling about. Because we are generally the people, adult world, behaving like a children. They are not like a children also. They are human. They have a mind, they have a feelings, they have everything. They're curious about everything. But especially in our rural places, in different many places, I'm feeling very darkness for them. It's like the first motto in my mind was like save. You are trying to say something about the childhood melancholy, what they feel, because when you quote melancholy, it's like everybody knows that it belongs to the adult world somehow. But for me, it really belongs to the childhood life, melancholy. It's we are also using in our culture melancholy, and it was like a journey to combine fantasy and real life togetherness, to in a mine, in a there is a school. Also, the school was a woman prison before.
Oh, that's interesting.
They abandoned.
Because it looks very prison-like. It doesn't look like a school. Even the playground looks sad.
Yeah. And I found it maybe before the shooting. I three years. I always try to find the locations, what kind of places it works for me. I need some kind of fantasy places, some mine. For example, that mine, like a 19th century place. Maybe like during the Ottoman time, they were digging some things. We found, first of all, I found them, and later I found the other places. What can we do? But the school was a problematic for me. We found some schools abandoned, also working in a villager site. But it was like it wasn't like what I'm looking for, the atmosphere. And I found it one abandoned prison, woman prison, and we converted with my wonderful production designer Tora Agabayova. She lives also in Berlin, and she's a wonderful about painting painter, and we designed too many things and colors. And I have to say that we created the film atmosphere not in like a Turkey. I can find maybe in Kazakhstan, in Moldova, maybe Macedonia, maybe in Germany, in rural parts. We couldn't shut any, this is Turkey, this is just, you can find a way to understand it's Turkey because of the Turkish language. Just this, the other things, the costumes, the all of things in the locations, we try to design, this is nowhere.
Yeah, it's like a timeless quality, like it was very hard to pin it down to a specific place or time. So it could be basically anywhere, and that also makes like anybody able to identify with it, because it's not like, okay, this is only this place and these people and it can't happen here. It could be everywhere. And also this film has had this very specific color palette. It's like brown, gray and black, and everything seems to be dominated by these colors. Like, was it always how it was in these earthen colors, you know? Was it always in your mind like that, or was it at some point supposed to be more colorful?
The first line for me, it has to be in steps, long steps. I need to see Musa is a loneliness with the brown, with the brown surfaces. Somehow colors turns to be yellows a bit, but we have to separate with my DOP, Claudia Becerril Bulos from Mexico City. She was really connected that kind of work. For example, I have to say that about her, when we start to talk from the Zoom with Claudia, I want to work with you because you are a woman. I watch your film, you have a wonderful films and wonderful aspect to the frames. And when she read the script, and later she said that, Saif, I really feel, in terms of the feeling, I'm really connected with the Musa. Why I said it? How did you capture yourself? And she said that my parents divorced when I was 9 years old. I slept like 1 month in our duck cage. And I was really sorry about that conditions. And I found myself in what can we say about the dog shelter? it's like a...
Like a den, like...
Like a den,
on
small...
The earth, like a burrow or something.
It's like everybody has that kind of things in front of the house. The dog lives there. She said that I live there to find a way for my depression about my family divorcing period. Because of that, I understand why Musa finding an abundant mind to create some things, because he wants to escape like me. And we were really good couple with Claudia to create the feelings, because she was saying all the time, it's like a Mexico, that place. It's really similar for our country. I said, yes, because of that, I found you to find a way. How can we create that feelings? And color palette, we made it together. The Tora and Claudia and me, what we gonna do, because we have two different world. One is a real world for Musa, another one is a fantasy world Musa. One has to be a little bit more colorful and more warmer than the other world. And we need to show the adult world is a close to the darkness, to close their costumes, has to be define their feelings, what they feel about the world. And Musa doesn't have that kind of... Musa also has a dreamy feelings about the world. He's like a reborn in an abundant mind. And it's also we designed with... I designed like a mind mother womb with the sound construction, with the color, with the rabbit issues, because there wasn't a rabbit in that mine. I found the rabbits, we grow together with the guy, and we bring them to that place. They would try to step by step to habit, to live in that mine, and they really like it. Later we start, okay, we can start the filming, and because everywhere was like a rabbit hole in the mine, we couldn't use any artificial things to for the audience, for the film. Everything was really organized to see what we want.
And how did you find your young actors? Because they're really, like, also the adults, like, they're really amazing, and they're almost all unknown actors, like no major names attached to it, but they really give fantastic performances. It's very natural. So how did you find them?
Thank you, Lida. it was really important for me about to find a boy, because he's a main character in the film. It's everything depends on his face, on his feeling. And I search many villages around the places, Black Sea side, Mediterranean side, Central Anatolian side. Yeah, generally it's difficult, but somehow we found ourselves in a cars. It's really like Armenia. There is a city, it's called Kars. It's really close to the Armenian border, and I found there is a village, the Musa. One of the guy helped me say, if you are looking that kind of character, he has a that kind of boy we have in our village. I visit them, and we worked them a little bit, 3 days, 5 days, and I understood that, yeah, of course, he's a shepherd in these days. He doesn't know anything about the cinema. He doesn't understand, also he doesn't want to watch films. He doesn't care. He lives in a 6 months, in a year, in the mountains with a shepherd, because his family working as a family farmer, and but he has a too many things, but inside, not a open talkative period. It doesn't show your feelings many times, his feelings many times. And it was good for me, because As a child, as a director, working with the children is wonderful for me. In terms of the, if they are not talkative, it's good for me to create together some things. But talkative, it's a problem for me. It's has too many things in her mind, in his mind. It's difficult to change their structure, to understand, because when he was a film watcher, if possibility, he always behaving like them. Ah, okay, this is a film, they look and they smiling that way, but Musa Alpay, his name, Alpay Kaya, doesn't know anything about the film and television. He's like a Musa, living in the mountains, living like abundant mind, and he's really, really well connected with the animals. For example, during the shooting, he doesn't care they are peeing on his costumes. He lives, he sleeps with them. It doesn't any feeling bad things about the animals. Also, greyhounds, everything. It's really friendly with them. It was good for me. And the others, for example, in the disabled part, in the school, I worked many times with them, and I think if I have something special, just I can describe this. To connect with the children, it's an easy way for me. The other things, just to learn, I think, something. But yeah, if I have a special things for me to work and to feel their child's feelings and moods, it's easy for me. And yeah, Musa was the maybe 500 child I checked in a all region. For example, in a production way, when you look at, you have to find a, when you are shooting the Elaz, you have to find around them, around it. But I couldn't. I checked also them, and it wasn't working. And I go back to the different regions and to search, and also I'll work with the casting people, and I need to naive personality to create Musa, because it was really difficult. If Musa doesn't work, the film was collapsed, and his face has to be like a Slavian Russian part. I try to find a way, because it's like a bones on his face and looks different camera angles. It works. It's and with hair and also it was gifted for me. Also, it's like a girl and a boy. It's togetherness with him, inside him. It's somehow some feelings like a girl, some feelings like a boy. For example, when you look at him now, it's fully boy anymore. It's like a man anymore. But at that period was a mixture of them.
And now you're here at Tallinn Black Knights. The festival hasn't really started in full swing. The competition is still up to start. How does it feel to be here and you have your film in competition?
Yeah, especially it's amazing for us and to be here, because we maybe it's when you look at the PERF logo emblem, it's you see somehow it's a wolf, that kind of things. Our film, it's depend on the greyhounds and the rabbits and that kind of things, and the darkness, full of darkness.
Yeah, very fitting.
Yeah, it was really fit for me. When I talk with Lina, she was really excited about our film, and they really captured me about the conditions, about the competition side. Yeah, we are really, especially for the city, it's amazing place for us, and we will see what will happen. at the end here.
Yeah, for me it's a bit strange because this is actually the first competition film I have seen. You were so nice to give me a screener, and I think that this is really a film that could win the main prize. And it's weird to say, oh, the first film I have seen, it will win, because you have no idea about the other films, but this was really the one that looks the best. And maybe it's a strange question because you just finished this one, but do you already have ideas for a new project?
Yes, I have somehow, but I have to try to feeling unconsciously with I will continue with the dark side or completely turn to be fantasy world. But it has to be child. Yeah, this is I will continue on the child way, but I will, of course, I'm using the adult actors, very special ones. And in this I have a two script, which one will be the more advanced, I will go on that way. But especially one is a girl main character, another one is a boy, but is a dad. Which one will we see?
Yeah, and it could also then change in the middle of the road. Yeah, so thank you so much, Sifan Tomaga, for this great interview. The Empire of the Rabbits is gonna be in the competition of Talent Black Knights, and as soon as it gets a German cinematic start or is at another festival, you will know it at Movie Break. I give you more interviews and reviews here. Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.